So, Matt, what we're going to be talking about today is pollution in the water. Matt, really? Look at the screen.
Oh, we're starting.
Yeah, you would have known that if you weren't drinking your water all the time.
I was not drinking my water.
That makes no sense, but I don't care. Anyways, so what we did is we went through three different sites. We got three useful information from each site, and we got these all from different sites. All right, so what we got here is that we found out that plastic in the ocean, the plastic that is set in the ocean, is bad for people and the animals. The things that are killed most are like fish and seabirds. They get killed a lot because fish eat the plastic. When they eat the plastic, the seabirds eat the fish. So that way they digest all this toxin and plastic in their bodies. They just starve to death because either they can't eat because their stomachs are clogged, or they just they die because of all the toxins that are in their belly.
These chemicals.
Chemicals.
There you go.
You get the idea.
Okay.
All right. So another thing is from 1950.
That's a long time ago.
Yes, Matt. It was a long time ago. All right. So it was plastic was made and put water and started. It's also chemicals.
The word.
Yeah, I mess up words a lot. Don't judge me. Anyways, Matt, you can read. I'm
it's
done.
This is from 1950 when the plastic was made. It was
louder. Like a man.
They can hear me.
True.
Hit me. Anyway, so from 1950 when plastic started being made, the plastic would get put into the water, which would release the chemicals into the water.
But why would they put plastic chemicals in the ocean?
They have no control over it. Plastic can't melt easily, because if you melt it, even though you can melt it, it will come up in the sky and it will make even more toxins and it could kill humans.
Doesn't that make what they call pollution?
Yeah, if you burn it, it will.
Burn it. But what happens if you, save up all your plastic and you don't throw it away, but you put it in the recycle?
If you put it in the recycle, it can still have a chance for it falling out. Like the trucks take it away.
Right.
So it can still have the chance of falling out, and then it will go into the water.
So what do you think a good way of preventing this?
I mean, most people think to stop making plastic, but we kind of can't do that because literally almost everything in the whole entire world is made out of plastic by now.
Right, I agree with that. I feel like this world depends on plastic, and if we stop making it, it's going to be hard to make other materials that are so, elasticy and, reusable as plastic.
So the best way to do it, the best way to not lose and keep water, keep plastic out of the ocean, is by actually using your plastic over and over again. Like, pretend you have a plastic bag and you use that to eat something out of it. Well, take it home and instead of throwing it away, reuse it, put the same food in there, and then eat, and then there you go.
But what happens if something spills in that plastic and it's like spaghetti and it's all messy and you can't get it out, you want to reuse it, then what do you do with it?
You can wash it out. You can wash it out. You can open the bag and wash it out with soap and water.
True. I do have a question. If there's holes in these bags and somebody just threw up in your car in a plastic bag, but it has holes in it, what do you do with it? Do you throw it away or do you keep that puke? Eat it for later?
No. Well, at that point, you should probably throw it away, but you should probably, if it's a certain piece of plastic. So, you know how some containers of, fruit juice or something like that comes in those circle things?
Right, yeah.
Those ones with circle things.
Plastic containers? Plastic containers,
No, but, no, where, soda, the little
The soda bottles?
No, so you know how soda cans?
Yes.
And the six little plastic rings that are on them.
Oh, yes, those.
Them all together, yeah.
Yep, the beer can holders.
Oh, my God.
I love my life.
Okay, anyway, the plastic little ring things
yep.
that you use that hold in all the stuff, hold in six or something of them together. All of that, if you want to throw that away, you have to cut the rings because birds can get their heads stuck around that and that can choke them.
Right. And I found in this Matt, enough with the slurping.
Okay.
Anyways, nearly 700 species of animals are killed and some of them are endangered just because of this plastic in the ocean. It's because they eat. It's because of 90. All right, give me this.
Okay.
My bottle. No.
Okay.
Anyways, nearly 700 species of sea animals are killed, and some of them are endangered mainly because of this plastic in the ocean. And it's hard to prevent plastic because of what we said earlier about people depending on it. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Matt, from our second article that we went and read, is there any other information that we found out?
Yeah. So, in the second source, we found out that one bird had 234 pieces of plastic in it, which is a lot.
And that's just in one small bird, right?
Yeah, it was in a seagull.
I can't imagine what people, like, what's inside a giant pelican with their giant, like, holders. You think they hold two or three fish at a time in that?
Yeah.
Like, they might even eat babies for all I know.
So these people that we found the source of,
the birdologist. I don't know, just saying random words.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, so these people went to an island that had Alcatraz on them. And they found dead carcasses and dead bones of them. And like inside of them was a ton of plastic just sitting in there. Like, you would see, like, the skeleton of one and then the stomach, and there'd be a bunch of plastic just...
Nice. Now, I do have one question.
Nice.
Anyways, I have one question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, what happens when somebody, and I've seen this before on some video, but people take, like, a net that has, like, no holes, and they run it through the ocean... What? And then when they look at it, there's, like, million, like, there's, like, so much, like, plastic in that one little net. And they're, like, super small. You can hardly see them, but you can still see them. And that's what fish and then these sperm whales eat. Sperm whales with the long teeth thingies.
Those eat krill.
They eat krill, but what gets caught in their teeth and what's in the ocean? Oh, what's in the ocean is plastic, and when they open up their mouth, they eat that plastic.
Oh, yeah. Blue whales eat the little tiny plastic particles because they think it's krill.
Right. No, Matt, do you have anything to say?
Also, at one time, plastic... one time. Oh, I'm messing up all my words because there's nothing here else. I probably can go to the next source. Let's go to the next source.
Wait, have you read all three information, though?
I mean, all the really... Oh, yeah. Also, some post... Plostic? I said plostic.
Who says plostic?
Some plastic floats on the ocean. And when it floats on top of the ocean, it can get pushed in by the waves and currents onto another island. Like, an island. There's, like, an island that depends on plastic for its money, the way how it gets money, for pretty much everything. The way how it gets money, the way how it cooks, the way how kids play. Kids make toys out of this plastic. So the floating plastic on the ocean. And if the floating plastic never gets stick out of it, it's going to turn into those small little pieces of plastic. And these small little pieces of plastic is what the blue whales eat and the fish eat, and then the fish, and then so on and so forth. And it goes up the food triangle.
Now, I do have a question. So, about this trash and how they use the currents and they make toys out of this, isn't this true that people have found back in, like, the 19... I swear, if you slurp again... Anyway, so if we've heard, so we've heard that there's a trash island or garbage island or so on and so forth, whatever name you want to call it.
Yeah.
So I heard that there's so much plastic in the ocean that it is as big as an island. That's why they call it an island. And my only question is, how doesn't the people know how to get rid of it already? Like, burning it in the ocean is bad, so what else to do?
Well, the thing is that it's kind of hard to get rid of plastic, because plastic, even it's super hard. There was a scientist who came up with something that said, if humans were, like, gone or something at one point, the plastic would still be on this earth. Even if humans weren't there, the plastic would still be on this earth for millions on millions of years later. So there's no way to really get rid of it, and just you wait until it goes away.
Right, and I heard that Trash Island is so big that they don't even know if it's growing with plastic or if it's just sitting there waiting for more. Like, if it's growing or not. I heard it was also not, officially discovered until 1997.
Yeah, but also another thing is, the reason why we use plastic more, like stores are trying to go with, like, plastic bags are banned. But the thing is that plastic bags are so cheap for the makers to actually make them. So, and then the plastic's really flimsy. You can't reuse that. So that's why they normally burn the plastic bags. Plastic bags can't be really
used. But like you said earlier, plastic, if you burn plastic, it goes into the atmosphere. And then you're just...
There's the dilemma. You can't do anything about it. You can't burn it, or else it'll make people sick. Like, and you can't reuse it because it's too thin of plastic.
I guess in a way it's kind of kill or be killed.
Pretty much. It's pretty much either we keep stacking up this plastic, or you just burn it, but that will inevitably kill us.
Right. And I have a question for you. Is it true that 90% of the trash found in the ocean is plastic?
Yes, most plastic, even if you're at a school or something, or you're at your house, and you put, like, a plastic bag or a plastic spoon or something in the garbage can, and you think, oh, there you go, it's gone. It's not. It's still there. It will still go into the ocean. Like, you probably take up maybe 1% of that 90% of plastic that you throw away.
Now, so, when you throw your things away and it goes inside... Give this to me.
My bottle!
Bite me!
Okay.
Anyways, so is it true that if you put plastic inside the ocean for, like, millions of years, kind of, like, millions of years, or, like, thousands of years, or months, isn't it true that it'll dissolve and then it'll be completely rid of, or... Like, does it just stay there?
It won't be completely gone. There would be these little tiny plastic, I don't know what to call them, like pellet-type looking.
Is there any way you think we can prevent using much plastic? Because I've heard, and I've actually read an article about people making a playground out of plastic, and it was, like, completely made of plastic. That's it.
Yeah, most people are trying to fix things. The government, in a certain city... is taking all of their plastic that they have and actually is making it into roads. They're compacting it and then they push it out into roads to make roads.
It's kind of weird though, if you think about it. Like, why push it out in roads?
Well, because not only plastic will live longer, so the roads won't tear and ruin like blacktop will, but also it's very cheap to make. It's very cheap.
And how is this affecting us, not just the ocean?
It's affecting us because some places on our earth depend on fish.
Like, what things?
well,
I can figure here in Maine, because we eat lobster, crab.
True. Yeah.
So I bet it's one of the places in Maine, but I say it's like, I'm gonna say 50% of the world depend on the ocean.
Yeah, most of the world depends on the ocean, and with these animals eating the plastic,
we're gonna run out of sources very quick.
Yeah, it will run out, or if we actually able to consume it, like the seabirds, like people eat seabirds and seagulls. Sometimes.
I don't understand why they do. In a way, that's cruel, but it's also disgusting.
Well, no, it's the way how they survive. So some places do eat seagulls. And if the seagulls have 234 pieces of plastic in it, then...
Now, I do have a question.
Yeah.
How does plastic and trash relate? Because where I live, every time we go somewhere, there's always a place where you can burn your trash. Now, if you burn plastic, it's bad for the atmosphere, but what about for trash? If you just burn regular trash, is that bad for the atmosphere? Like, do they both relate in burning plastic and affecting us?
Well, I mean, most... Okay, it's at full battery.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
My computer turned off and...
We thought it died.
Yeah. Anyways, keep going.
Anyway, so, by the way, next time it turns off, we know that it's not actually turned
off. Yep, and we can just
keep talking.
But if the thing does pause, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, back to what I was saying. So, okay. So, back to what I was saying.
You sidetracked so easy.
Okay, anyways. Yeah. So, back to what was I saying? What was I saying? Oh, yeah, so when people eat the animals and all that stuff, they will consume the plastic as well, if it's small enough. And eating the plastic, if you eat enough plastic, it will result in the same conditions.
I'm going to try and get an example. Sorry. I'm going to try and get an example here. We have, like, two globes here. I'm going to get the colored one because it might help us with what we're trying to do here.
So don't break it.
We got the globe here. Now... If we look at this spinny thingy, so if we look at this, we can already tell that this is like 75% of the world is covered with ocean.
Yeah, 75% of the world is covered with the ocean.
Now,
and 90% of the ocean is filled with plastic.
90%? That's actually a lot more than I expected. Yeah. You think about it. This is all ocean here. Very little land. Back in the Antarctic, things melt here all the time. Plastic flows into it, right?
No, the thing about Antarctica is that as it's melting, it's making more water, more and more water. So it kind of is resulting in more water and places to flood easily, yes. But it's also refilling the...
All right, so Matt, I do have a question. We didn't write this down in our notes, but who was the guy who invented plastic?
Oh, I don't know that.
We have a computer right in front of us, so why don't you go ahead and look this up for us real quick?
Yeah,
but
you can keep talking a while.
So, what we do know is that plastic is a huge effect to our world, and we just found out it only took us 25 seconds. Don't worry.
It was Leo Hendrik. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name.
I want to say this, but we're not on YouTube. Can I say it?
What? We're not on YouTube, yeah.
Link in the description down below. I don't know why I said that.
We're not on YouTube.
Anyway. I know this. Anyways, so... I slapped him. Anyways... So,
anyway, it's a synthetic polymer. It was made because it was very cheap.
Viable.
Viable and very cheap.
He invented this material in 1907. Now, if you think about it,
plastic was...
only took him, let me look back at my notes. Keep talking, Matt.
Yeah, so it only took a little bit for plastic to go overflow.
It only took Trash Island 90 years. Because of this guy, we have Trash Island.
Yeah.
Plastic Island. Yeah, Plastic Island.
Plastic.
Because of this guy, 90 years ago, he would have been 90 when Trash Island was officially discovered. Mind you, it was probably there before it was officially discovered. They just didn't want to check it out because they probably thought, it's okay.
Yeah.
But look, listen here, folks.
It's
there. Listen here.
All right, so we're going to have to leave.
Well, yep. So,
pick up
thank you guys for coming. We might pick up Monday. Yep. So, Thank you for watching our story. Come here, Matt, so I can slap you.
Don't slap me. Ow!
Nice job, Matt. All right, bye. All right, so Matt, as we left off before we got to, the guy. What's his name again? I forget. Anyways, you get the idea. Matt, sign into your computer. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about this guy and how he made plastic in the ocean.
Yeah.
And how he didn't help but did help. It's weird because it's something a human made was supposed to help humanity, but in a way it's damaging it. So, what do you think this guy thought?
Well, he's probably thinking that metal and cardboard and all that other stuff that we were using before we made plastic was super expensive to actually make.
But then, why did he make something that would hurt the ocean? Did he know it would hurt the ocean or no?
No, it wasn't his fault. He made this plastic, like this plastic cup I'm holding in my hand right now.
Right.
He made it so it would be strong enough to withstand things.
Like certain ripping, like squishing, right?
Yeah. But also, it was very cheap to make.
Oh. So I see. Now, I do have a couple more questions before we end this off. So, why haven't they tried to figure out a way to get rid of Trash Island?
People have tried many times to try to get rid of Trash Island, but none of it's been successful because it's kind of hard to go into the ocean every day and go swoop up all that plastic. Because there's still those little tiny particles that will go right through.
And the thing that gets me in some ways is that people want to know more about space and stuff, yet they don't even know how to get rid of the plastic out of the oceans, or even know 99% of our own ocean. We don't even know what's in our deepest, darkest oceans. I'm making this up, but it could be a new megalodon or something like that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't come up. Maybe, what's his name? Godzilla might be there, but probably not. All right, but it's confusing because they want to get rid of all this plastic and explore space when they don't. They try to do more space things than they do.
So you're
trying to get rid of.
So you're pretty much saying that if we do colonize a different planet, you don't want them to mess it up like we did here on Earth.
Yes.
You want them to learn how to get rid of plastic before we bring plastic to another planet.
And I say,
and drop it too.
And it has been proven that plastic,
because it only takes one piece, like this one little piece of plastic, this plastic cup, little cup right here that I'm holding.
Right.
It pretty much just fits in my hand. It fits in my hand.
Yeah, it takes up.
And this little thing right here could kill thousands of animals.
Right. That's why I say this cup, bye. We don't need it anymore. Anyways, so it has been proven that paper can cut wood, so why not start using paper? Paper gets wet. So does plastic, cardboard, but you can still use it to drink things. And it would be less harmful because you can just take it, use it, and keep that paper. I mean, it doesn't harm the ocean like plastic does, right, Matt?
Yeah, but also the thing is that we used to use, like, fabric, like, grocery bags, but those are lots of money, because not only do you have to knit the fabric and you have to make the fabric itself, but then you also have to have a machine that puts it all together. It just costs a lot.
Now, from what we've read so far, or heard so far, do you think making stuff like paper would be better instead of plastic? Because every time they use paper, it comes from a tree. We all know this. Paper comes from trees.
Lunch.
All right, guys. Thank you. We gotta go to lunch, and after this, I'm gonna get my McFlurry. Woo!
Yay!
Now, Matt, where we left off is how paper is better than plastic for the ocean. Now, give me some information about this.
Okay, well, The reason why is because paper does tend to take up more space in landfills, but paper also biodegrades faster than plastic does. And when plastic does biodegrade, it makes those little tiny little pebble-looking things. And that stuff, that's what the fish eat more. And, of course, the whales eat because they think it's
Think it's shrimp.
Plankton.
Plankton, shrimp. I don't care.
Shrimp are like that. Plankton are, like, microscopic. Shrimp are like that. Okay, anyway. Continue on for you.
So, is paper, when they make paper, is it worse than when we make plastic for pollution?
No. Paper, pen, paper, paper mills, the mills that make paper, of course, are the worst what polluters.
Dunder Mifflin
paper company. Oh my god. Are the worst polluters. That means the most pollution is coming from paper mills. But we're not talking about paper. We're talking about plastic in the ocean.
Well, no, I thought we were talking just about paper. Anyways, so explain to me why the fish would eat it.
Why? Because I think it's small little animals. Well,
stop. Anyways. Next time it'll be a tase. So, I'm gonna get my globe, and we'll be right back. So, we got our globe again. We have to share.
Here, pick that old globe up. My home. Stop spinning around.
So, if we look at the Earth right here, I'm going to say 99% is filled with fish, whales, and stuff.
Like, how about the other 1%? What is that? Like, what, sea monsters?
No, Matt. Because some areas don't have fish.
Oh, like where?
Like Antarctica.
They have...
Wait a minute. I'm
They have seals. They have seals there, and seals need fish to live. Polar bears eat fish.
Okay, true. Okay, then 100% is filled.
Not with fish. Filled, I mean...
My God, it has fish in it.
Yes, there you go.
100% of the Earth has fish in it.
Yeah. On land, too?
My God. What are they, walking on their feet?
Well, you said 100% of the Earth. You mean 100% of the Earth, the water on Earth.
Where's the nearest knife?
Move your hand.
So, why? It's just confusing. Why would fish eat it? It doesn't seem right.
I mean, fish are dumb, aren't they?
Well, that would mean you're dumb.
Do you really want to start this over again?
Not for the 8th, 9th time.
Anyway,
don't mind us. What would you say is the most polluted water because of plastic?
I want Stephen Hawking. I don't know.
Well, it's a great thing we have internet. Freaking idiot.
Damn my. Wait, what do you want to learn about?
How much water is polluted because of plastic?
How many fish are in the water?
How much plastic? is polluted by water. How polluted the water is because of plastic.
That's what you asked for.
Now tell us.
150 million.
Now.
Instructions.
So I have to take this back. Thank you for your time and service.
It's a big one. Big one. Okay. Don't grab it.
Okay. Now, if we grab our poster here, just dropped it twice. It on the cover it says cost, development, sales, overall strategy. I don't know. I just picked up a random poster.
Why did you? That's the back of it. That's showing how you can write on it. There's no paper actually on it.
That's a lie.
Okay.
Now, how much plastic does it ever get? Like, how much plastic does one human use a year?
It depends on how much.
Google it.
It depends if
you're on a poor person. There's a storm in here.
It depends on how it works, I guess you can say. Because can you stop?
Yeah, keep going.
You literally probably just ruined the first, like, the last minute
with that.
Anyway, but wait, what are we talking about?
Oh my god.
Wait, sorry.
How much does an average poor person use? How much plastic does a poor person use a year?
It depends on what person it is. Because
it's a poor person.
And it also depends on, where they live as well.
Okay, just an average, because average rich people sometimes use plastic.
Lot.
Now look it up.
Well, no, you could probably take a good guess that it's everything in the world is pretty much made out of plastic.
I'd say 1.5 million. A plastic a year from somebody who doesn't really have money and just can't afford it.
Pieces of plastic, so like water bottles and all that stuff.
Yes.
This guy is insane. You're making me type in so many things, which doesn't really matter, but okay.
Oh, really? Then what does matter?
How do we go from talking about pollution in the water to learning of how much plastic people are using?
That pollutes the water.
Yeah.
I will stop recording this, and we will start anew.
We have 3 minutes left.
Better make the most of it. Anyways. Type it in. You know what, Matt? Take it over from here. You just start talking about what's needed.
Bruh, I'm typing in the thingy-ma-bobbly that you wanted me to type in. So you gonna do this while you gonna talk while I do all these thingy-ma-bobbly.
Look, this is my last question of the day. And then we're done. I'm probably gonna wait till the bell rings.
£220 of plastic a year.
Wow. An average person living in North America or Western Europe
consumes 100 kilograms or 220 pounds of plastic each year, mostly from packaging.
Now, when it dissolves, how does it pollute the water? It's not like smoke gets in it. Like, it's not like smoke.
When it biodegrades. That's weird. when it biodegrades, it makes a little tiny pebble-looking small microscopic theanobobs, which whales and fish think are little tiny organisms, so they eat it, and then it depends on its plastic, and if they eat enough of it, well, they're gonna die.
What? It's kind of depressing.
Yeah.
So,
what was that?
Ruh-roh, Raggy. Oh, man, Sonic. Anyways, Ruh-roh, it's a thunderstorm.
Okay.
So, with all the plastic that has happened in the ocean, why haven't they tried to fix it? Like, has anything came up at all?
They're trying to fix it by having boats go out and, like, going, like, and pick up the plastic. But it's kind of hard to when, like, we have little tiny looking thingies that just
can float past.
And, like, some of this plastic's so heavy that it just floats to the bottom. Some of the plastic's already been eaten up. And, I mean, we can't really ban plastic because, I mean, really almost everything in the whole world is made out of plastic. We're going to have to pretty much ban Earth.
Now, this book here,
okay,
it's called Gordon.
We're not doing a sponsorship, so you're not
gonna I don't care. Would you say something on this book is made of plastic?
Yeah, the front cover.
Inside and the back.
Yeah.
Probably made of plastic.
It is made out of plastic.
Now, tape. Tape is made out of plastic. When you throw it away, it goes in the ocean and pollutes the water. Am I wrong?
Wait, tape's made out of plastic?
Yeah.
What is tape
made out of? That's why it's so elasticy.
I'm, like, learning new things today. It's made from oils. It's made from rubber.
Oh,
where's
that? Oh! Slap me. Now this dustpan. Feel how light it is. Feel how light it is. I could probably snap this if I wanted to. It's super light, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely made out of plastic, but people use this everyday plastic to help out on what they're doing with their everyday lives.
Yep.
Now, if people know it's bad, then why do they keep doing it? Why do they keep making plastic?
Because, like I said, really almost everything that's already made is made out of plastic, so... And plastic is really cheap, and the cheaper the material, then it's...
No.
So, yeah.
I also watched an episode before where people made a playground out of plastic. Now, why don't people just take, like, Plastic Island or Trash Island, whatever you want to call it, and make, like, a whole bunch of playgrounds around the world?
Because it's harder to make those. Because not only do they have to collect the right amount of plastic or trash, but, and then they have to construct this whole thing. They're normally only doing that if the plastic is on land and not in the water. You can't really get rid of all the plastic that's in the water.
True. Well, I guess that's all the time we have. Thank you for watching our podcast. I guess that's it.